So, I actually have something that is like, I would call it like fairly to incredibly appropriate for the show and for the mic check as well. Because AOL has recently released a TV app that's going to be on the Samsung Smart TV, Roku, and Sony, and it's coming soon on TiVo.
Okay.
And I was thinking, when was the last time I used AOL?
Oh, man.
Because the first thing that went through my mind was a dial tone followed by a modem.
Right.
The year was 1998.
Because I was thinking, I think freshman year when I went off to college, I had left with a dial-up connection at home. So then I got spoiled at school and came home and thought, well, what the hell is all this? But I think that's when we finally gave up on AOL, was my freshman year of college. Or at least gave up on dial-up service. So I was thinking, if there was a website that you frequented in the early days of your internet experience.
Not sure that's appropriate, Dan.
something that you'd visit at school and not just be visiting just to show off. Like whitehouse.com. That was sixth grade, I think.
It was right around there.
Everyone discovered when they were working on their government projects that whitehouse.com does not go where you want it to go.
Turns out those last three letters are important.
Which now they can turn that into whitehouse.xxx if they really wanted to, but I think they like the accidental visit.
And how. Of course, at this point, people generally know well enough, so it's just kind of grandmas visiting their weird porn site now.
Right. But I mean, like, do you remember stickdeath.com or...
I do.
Joe Cartoon?
It was always Newgrounds for me.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Newgrounds was bad. I still go to Newgrounds. It's great.
I watch one Flash animator from there who did a lot of X-Men stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty good.
Do you remember who?
Wogoat?
Don't remember.
Well, I can use the magic of technology to look it up while you guys mention some other ones. Like, Adam, what did you visit way back when?
Oh, if we're talking about...
websites, internet, wow, this is new.
Yeah, we probably... The last time I used America Online would have been back when it was version 8.0. And that would have been like 7th.
You knew what version?
Yeah, it was on the screen every single time you started it up, so it kind of got burned into my memory.
I repressed it.
Yeah, I still remember being able to type in just keywords. So you like type in keyword Nick, and you'd get to the Nickelodeon.
Their little page,
and I can still hear the welcome announcer. Welcome. You've got mail.
Which somebody just bought that sound.
Really?
Like now it's on a new... who was it? Was it Google that did that? Somebody... Or maybe it was Hotmail that just did that. Some company just bought that sound of you've got mail.
Huh.
No, okay. AOL. I have mail. I taught you grammar.
You have got mail.
That's better.
And now I actually want to see that more than I want to see...
Yes, but I did also frequent newgrounds.com, and just recently on there I saw this great... Probably the most recent thing I saw on there was a couple months ago, but it was something for Skyrim. A guy had made an animation about a guy being chased by a bear in Skyrim. And then he turns around and does the whole Fusroda thing, and the bear goes flying and ends up doing a lap around the earth. And then is like, the bear comes back at the guy, and he's like flying over his head trying to claw him, but he goes just a little bit too high. And it's very cute and very funny. And then let's see what else. I was actually just thinking about Hamster Dance. And whether or not that still exists.
Advisory. We had the home ec teacher. Weren't you in that with me? Like six,
Miss Gray? Seven? Or a different one?
I swear I thought you were the one that had the kitchens in it. Or maybe we had, maybe we just had Home Ec together.
Could have been.
I think that was it. Because I remember watching it in that classroom.
I remember, who was it? It might have been Mike Levin and I setting a bunch of the library computers. We did our best to synchronize them. And, I mean, we're talking, what, like 20 computers.
Right.
Turned up to full blast and closed the door, which was mostly sound tight.
More or less.
Yeah. So, nobody really knew until somebody wandered in there.
Almost like axe bombing it.
Promptly shot themselves.
Jake, what about you? What did you visit way back? We're basically framing this around middle school at this point, so let's call it that.
The thing that really got me into the internet was homestarrunner.com.
Yeah. Still visit there. Yes.
Well, I mean, they haven't updated
forever. Yeah, they haven't done it for, what, 2 years now?
It's something like that. I think they both had kids, and then they got bored of making millions of dollars on T-shirts.
Right. Because, I mean, what? They went away for a little bit, and then they did a couple animations about how they were back, and they were restarting stuff, and then it just stopped.
Yep.
They got together with They Might Be Giants at one point, too.
They had
the Puppet Pals.
They animated, well, they did that, and they had the animated, they did a music video for experimental film.
Yeah, they did.
That's what got me into that band, was that song.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great song.
And music video, too. But they also do the Puppet Pals sing, and they have a couple pretty interesting, like, 1-2 minute long clips.
Was that, oh, no, I'm thinking of something else. They've got the avatars now. Which are basically avatars of themselves in sock puppet form that are, I think, usually surly.
Well, it's basically that. It's just that they did a couple animations with it where I know they did, like, Puppet Time where Homestar's with a kid.
Sure.
And I think it's one of their daughters is playing with the puppet.
Oh, okay.
And then they also did BizCaz Friday. They call it BizCaz Fry, and it was, like, a three-part series of Strong Bad in puppet form as well, working at a computer, like in an IT job or just like a cube, and just complaining, and then Homestar shows up in some form.
I still get Strong Bad's techno song stuck in my head.
The rave song?
Oh. Yeah.
I only get it stuck in my head because people keep bringing it back. Just out of nowhere, someone will do it, and then it's burned into my brain again. It keeps getting refreshed.
The system is down.
Though I found that there's one Strong Bad email that I can't escape, which is the mini golf one, because it's Sweet Cup and Cakes mini golf. So it's just going through and showing how bizarre everything is, including, like, there's one that doesn't have a hole. It just has the speaker box whale. So it's very nondescript. And then there's, what were they?
Oh, where it was basically just their backyard and it had random stuff.
No, they had to will themselves into this alternate universe that is just a mini golf course.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, it's pretty funny. Huh. It's pretty good.
I think the two that always come back to me are the techno one and the one where he talks about playing guitar and how awesome he is at it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And then, of course, there's Trogdor.
Great and, email, the dragon one.
Teen Girl Squad.
Yeah, Teen Girl Squad started there. Which, did you watch all the way to the Colorific 10th edition or whatever it was?
I don't think so,
really
no.
Creeped me out. Yeah.
It was weird, but I think the funniest thing that came out of that was spinning what's-her-face? Like, she just can't stop spinning, so it's just this 3D version of her and everyone else is flat. So she's constantly just rotating, and she's like, I really want a corn chip right now.
Arrow.
MSG'd.
Wave of babies.
Or my favorite one is, possum.
Corn chips are no place for a mighty warrior.
Lathe. did anyone play the point and click adventure that came after Strong Bad and the website? Like, it was like 6 months to a year after the website was basically done.
No, I played the Trogdor game, but I didn't play a point and click.
No, not the Throw Baby.
Right.
Not
Peasant Quest.
Yeah, not Peasant Quest. They actually did a game that they released for PC. I think it's on Steam and the Wii, where it's a point
Strong
and click.
Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people.
That's the one. Yeah.
Fantastic name.
Because there's a great way to sidestep playing the game, and people have just posted the walkthrough on YouTube in full, and it's very episodic. So it's basically just watching more or less like five featured like Strong Bad films.
Mm. Awesome.
It's pretty good. Because you don't have to play the game, you can just watch. It's nice.
Cool.
When you don't feel like painting people.
Right. So jumping back ridiculously far, Gmail is the service that allows you to use the You've Got Mail sound.
Gmail.
But only if you use Chrome.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Chrome extension.
I use Chrome.
Is that going to be default, or do you have to like opt into?
I imagine it's something you actually have to opt All into.
Right. Well, I won't have to turn off my volume then.
Shut up.
Yeah. Just add it from the Google Chrome store, and every time you get a new email from your Gmail account, the unmistakable voice of Elwood Edwards will tell you that, in fact, have got mail.
He's my favorite.
I wonder how much that sound effect went for when it was purchased recently.
I'm actually intrigued. You just, nope.
No?
It doesn't say.
Oh. Mm.
I bet it's worth more now than it was when it was popular.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's because they just held on to it. So it just kind of had that niche quality to it. And then now it's just, if somebody hears it or if somebody sees the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie, it doesn't make any sense. Because yeah. I realized that. I sat there and was like, oh, he's going to get it. Oh, he has to dial in. Okay. Oh, wait.
Ding, ding.
Though, there was that Simpsons episode where Artie Ziff created the audio thing that translated.
It turns the dial-up noise into music.
It's like smooth jazz or elevator music or something like that.
Sweet dreams are made of
this. Yeah. Oh, if only they actually did that. That would have been nice. So how does everything sound?
We're getting there.
We're getting
good. Yeah. We can start it. We can hop in if you like.
I'd probably
just remember to be close to the mic and use your good, strong voices, and you'll be heard well.
Well, I'm all talked out now.
The guys who made who decided to do the You've Got Mail for Chrome,
created
this this thing you can download called unbabyme.com, which
retroactive.
When you're on Facebook, if any baby pictures pop up on your newsfeed, it replaces them with cats instead.
That's not an upgrade. I'd like them to take that literally, where it's not just like human babies, it's just like infant anything.
Yeah. Does not meet age requirement.
Yeah.
So that we are not giggling at nothing right now. Katie is referring to extension that changes all the baby pictures on Facebook into pictures of awesome things like kittens and such. Is it just cats?
Wait, does it like
it does say awesome stuff.
Awesome stuff.
I thought I was reading that correctly.
Yeah. Now, does it change the full photo to a cat, or does it like sub in the picture a cat?
Put cats in its pupils and
just made of cats.
It's got a kitten nose,
right?
And so, whiskers.
Yeah,
because
that's the thing. It's just like, hey, look, I know that person. Oh, they're holding a baby.
It takes a normal.
Now they're
person.
Holding a cat.
Takes a normal person and turns it into a horrifying abomination.
Oh, it's a cross between a horse and an elephant. What
I
is it?
I can't imagine it does it very well.
I'm looking at a selection of pictures that replaced the babies, and you've got like a puppy, a cool car, a picture of bacon, a walrus going like this.
Are they like the glamour shots of babies, or is it like standard? Yeah. Hey, look, there's a baby in a crib over there.
Some of them are standard. Some of them are glamoury shots.
Hmm.
Says Katie. The producer, lady.
Because what if like a really bald person just posted a glamour shot? Would that just default them?
Just kind of a baby face.
Yeah.
Why is Grandpa a cat?
Grandpa Cat.
Oh, Grandpa Cat.
I smell a sitcom.
And now back to why is Grandpa a cat?
On CBS.
No, NBC.
Oh, they are getting horrible with their TV shows now.
Yeah. I saw the little preview for Animal Hospital, and that one I was like, what a...
Animal Practice.
I watched the pilot for it, and it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
The thing that interrupted the closing bit of the Olympics? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was not good.
I felt like the glamorous Olympic rug was pulled out from under me, and I was stuck in a horrible animal hospital.
We'll have the Who when we come back.
Yes.
When we come back. It's like, where's the Who? Which, by the way,
it never came.
We're just going to say that the episode started before Why is Grandpa a Cat, show, because we need to keep that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Grandpa a Cat?
And now back to Why is Grandpa a Cat. It's the perfect starting.
I like it. I very much like it.
Mom, Grandpa killed my bird. Now he's asleep on my keyboard.
Though, wasn't it a cat in Freakazoid that set him up with his crazy powers?
Like, yes,
wasn't it a cat that walked across the keyboard and hit enter, and lo and behold, he became Freakazoid?
I wonder how many people tried to create that same.
Sorry. Maybe we should start now, just as a wrap up to that, because realistically, it's the highlight of the mic check to make sure that they listen all the way through.
I like starting it on that completely random note, though. So let's do that.